hanging figure from the church, which Edward knows so well.
Oh, 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 it's a lovely war.
All I hope is that I don't fail, for I must confess I'm a bit of a coward. Not so much for myself, but for the men under me, I'm afraid. Still, let's hope for the best.
Oh, 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 it's a lovely war. What do we want with eggs and ham? Giving up some and apple jam. Oh, oh, right, sir. Come to give them the money we earn. Oh, 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 it's a lovely war. Oh, 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 it's a lovely war. Who would be a soldier, eh? Oh, it's a shame to make the pay. As soon as the money was gone, we gave us as heavy as lead. But we never get up to the stars to bring the breakfast up to bed. Oh, 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 it's a lovely war.
London, 28th of October, 1916. Dear Vera, the arm is very much better. I don't think I want any more leave, as it is awfully boring in some ways living here with mother and father. There is nobody to talk to properly, nothing to discuss or take pleasure in, or realization of what is good or bad in books or music. Mother always agrees with everything I say in criticism, and has an appallingly complete absence of artistic sense or appreciation whenever we go to a theatre or concert, while father is something awful. He visits Harrods about twice a day on average, does absolutely nix, and indulges in the usual trite and pessimistic speculations about the war, and will insist on asking me if I think the Russians or the Romanians or somebody will do this, that or the other. With you and Tara and Geoffrey all abroad, there is absolutely nobody for me at all. I believe I told you I had my photo taken, unknown to mother, who thinks it unlucky. I'm expecting them any day now. The proofs were good, and for the first time in my life, I was quite pleased at my own appearance.
St. George's Hospital, Malta, 4th of November, 1916. Dear Edward, I like this hospital immensely and cannot say anything good enough about the matron. There are the fewest possible conventions and the greatest possible freedom. As for the nonsense about VADs being unable to be left on duty without a sister, no one thinks anything of it here. It is a frequent occurrence to have charge of anything between 50 and 100 patients for a whole afternoon and evening, and sometimes for a whole day when the sister has a day off. It makes me laugh to think how in some wards at the First London, I wasn't allowed to give a single medicine.
France, 12th November 1916. Dear Edward, well, I saw that an account of our doings was in the Times, though we didn't actually take the trench mentioned. Bosch sniped us going down and the trench was full of departed Huns. Ghastly sights, but you know all about that. I was almost ill on the spot, for such things affect all our family that way. Going back, Hun sniped harder and got my guide in the shoulder, but he cheered up at the prospect of Blighty in front of him. We were herring along in the mud for dear life. This time I was disgustingly windy, chiefly owing to the Bosch crumping us pretty heavily. How on earth we got out without anyone being hit, I cannot think. Vera says Victor Richardson loves war, and says any war is better than no war. Well, if he's not a hypocrite, I admire him, and wish I had his martial temperament. Yesterday afternoon, I passed about a yard away from the Prince of Wales, who trots around here quite a lot. He looks an awful babe.
Dear Edward, our vague little communiques are worded just the same, whether they are about a great advance, or haphazard capture of a few prisoners in a small village, and we have no newspaper for news. I have asked Mother to send me the daily edition of the Times, describing any event of importance, like the sinking of the Britannic, the British advance, or the death of Francis Joseph, as the Weekly Times, which I have chiefly for the casualty lists, only summarizes. Isn't it dreadful the way hospital ships are being torpedoed? I should think even the Germans will find it hard to explain away four in a fortnight. I suppose, since they cannot shake our supremacy at sea, they are wreaking their vengeance on the only kind of ship which has known not even to attempt to defend itself. We are all very sad at the fate of the poor, gorgeous Britannic. It seems impossible to imagine those beautiful salons and staterooms at the bottom of the sea.
France, 6th of December, 1916. Dear Vera, you seem to think that I have become a quite horrible individual. Perhaps that is so. But I don't think you quite understand the way I look at things. After all, if I stopped to consider the deeper meaning and significance of these things, my life would be one long misery. As regards suitability for this kind of war, very few men are suitable, and I most certainly am not. but one has to strive to become suitable.